John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
The entire country seems to be paying attention to one person's traffic ticket. This woman was pulled over during, I guess, a crackdown on distracted driving, because you're not allowed to be using your phone while you're driving.
Yeah, actually, if it's not hands-free, you're not supposed to use it.
Exactly. And this woman got pulled over in Florida, and this is the body cam audio from the video of her being pulled over.
Why are you being pulled over? In the city of Lake Worth today, we're doing an operation for distracted driving, and you drove past me holding the phone with your right hand, manipulating that phone. I mean...
So he asked her, told her, you're being pulled over for distracted driving while holding your phone with your right hand.
Yes.
Well... She holds up her right arm, and there is no hand where a hand would be. There is just a nub at her wrist.
She's hands-free all the time.
She does not have a right hand, and she's kind of like...
So you want to just call this a day?
Or? I don't want to call it a day. You had a hand up manipulating.
You just said my right hand.
Well, I thought I saw you right hand. You
so
had a
you
hand
didn't.
Up. The right hand. I saw you manipulate.
So you didn't.
With the right hand, perhaps not, right?
But you, you didn't see me with my right hand.
Okay, so are you saying
that you saw me with my right hand?
I know what I just said.
So he's still maintaining.
Yeah, like he's not giving up on it.
It's all ego at this point. Yeah. I'm never wrong.
Yes.
Right? So like, maybe I saw you holding it up with your other hand. No, because she was driving with that hand.
She needed to steer with one of the hand, with her one hand. Yes.
So then he decides to ask her to... swear, hold her hand up to God, and he asked her to hold up her right hand.
Oh, God.
You did not have your funny hand.
I did not.
Hand to God, you did not have funny hand.
Hand to God.
The other hand to God, you don't have funny hand.
The other hand.
Cool. You have your driver's license, registration, and your hands with you.
Oh, my
so
God.
He goes through and he writes her a ticket for holding a phone with the hand she doesn't have.
Wow. He must have been pretty low on his quota.
Yeah, right? So this makes national news.
Yes. She had a day in court.
The court dismissed the charges.
Really?
It was dismissed.
All right.
Because everybody knew except for this one cop who was not going to admit he was wrong.
So was the reason they dismissed it for lack of evidence? She doesn't have a hand? She had no hand to hold a phone? Oh, my God.
Yes, the woman with no hand had hand. As they used to say in Seinfeld.
Oh, yes.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
After a winter of down power lines, NES is starting a program saying, I hope you'll stop hating us. They're going to start burying the power lines. I guess there's four neighborhoods in Middle Tennessee. They're going to test it out. They're going to start
a really good idea.
Digging holes like they do in pretty much every other city.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That'll be kind of cool.
Trees can't fall on them if they...
That's true.
If they're underground.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I hope it works. So people were making all kinds of sounds, not good ones. In Seattle, hours after laying off 1,400 employees at Meta, Mark Zuckerberg decided to, you know what, I'm going to pull in and dock my $300 million super yacht. And I guess people came out.
Wow.
Not to cheer on the super yacht, but to boo it.
What a doofus.
Yeah. I like the fact that all the money is in the hands of about five guys.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Hey, in Madison, Tennessee, they are testing out, the Metro Nashville Police Department is testing out the drone first responders within a 2-mile radius of their police station. They can check out things before they send the cops. They can send a drone to survey the situation.
That's good.
Eventually, we'll have a future where the drones are out there going, citizen, pull over.
Well, and they'll be armed, too.
Yeah.
It'll be RoboCop all over again.
Pretty much.
It's coming to life.
What are you a snob about?
So what are you a snob about, Woody?
I'd have to say shopping carts. I'm real picky. I pick out a shopping cart, it has to be, I have to roll it a little bit, see if it doesn't squeak.
Good.
Or if one of the wheels sticks.
Working order. Yeah,
there's usually like one wheel that's not right. Or if somebody's left their shopping list in it or any kind of paper or, you know, something. No, I won't
like
do
a receipt?
That. Yeah.
Somebody left a receipt in there?
Yeah.
Can't touch?
No. The nicest shopping carts are at Target.
Okay.
They know how to do a shopping cart.
What's good about the Target shopping cart?
Oh, they're nice.
Cart.
They got the red plastic all around it. They're nice, you know, and they're usually clean. You know, they're always out there wiping them down. It's like, I like that extra effort.
Good job, Target. Yeah. You've made a difference in Woody's life.
If they sold a shopping cart you could fold up and take with you, I would bring my own shopping cart to places. That sounds so petty, but yes, it's true.
Yeah, I have become a movie snob.
Yeah.
I've always loved movies, but, you know, as far as being in the Film Critics Association and reviewing movies, like, intensely for the last 10 years, I have become that snob that I used to make fun of.
Right.
Okay? So I realized it completely this past weekend.
Yeah.
When somebody asked me, hey, have you seen any good movies lately? I said, yeah, I saw this really good movie from about 6 years that won the Cannes Festival.
Oh.
From Joachim Trier, a Norwegian film director.
You want to give me one of those guys that is, you know, recommending a movie that's in black, grainy black and white about a young three-legged dog trying to get across the street?
Yeah, I've become a snob about it. You know what it is? And this is a simple, real explanation for it. When you see a million movies, you see that so many are just the same stuff over and over, right?
Because you have to see every. You can't just pick the movies you want to see.
Right.
You have to see all of them.
I see the garbage. I see the good stuff. Yeah. I see it all. And you realize, like, wow, this is all working on the same formula. This is the same darn story told like 600 ways. So you get sick of the same old stuff.
Right.
And that's when then you all of a sudden become a snob and you go, like, I want something really weird and odd and out there because I need somebody to tell me something new and not the same thing over and over.
I want a fancy movie. I can eat an almond biscuit at the Bell Court.
Exactly.
I love this. Craig texted in and said, I'm a snob about socks. Some people just slap any old thing on their feet. They're savages. I cannot have paper-thin socks. You got to have a good thick sock.
Oh, see, now I hate thick socks.
Really?
Because, yeah, they make my feet too hot.
Yeah, especially this time of year. Yeah, you don't want sweaty feet to go
along with
everything
else. I am a snob.
Else.
Like, yes, I will agree. It does have to be a certain thickness, but not thick.
Yeah, not thick. Yeah. This time of year. Yeah, I think it's a seasonal choice.
Medium. Yeah. At the most.
And we had a comment from Jessica saying, I used to have a boss that changed his socks at least once a shift. One day he forgot his spare socks. I seriously thought he was going to have a breakdown in the back room. On his lunch hour, he went down to Walmart and bought some socks. Have spares. Emergency socks in the drawer.
What is up with people? All they think about is socks.
I guess so.
Socks and violence. That's all we care
about
anymore.
There's too much socks on TV.
We had a text from Robin. She said, with the last name of Hunt, our three kids were snobs about Hunt's ketchup.
Oh, because it has their name on it.
Yeah. So they had to have Hunt's ketchup.
Perfect.
She said that we would buy whatever was on sale and then pour it into the Hunt's bottle.
Oh!
Shh. Don't tell them now that they're adults.
I love that. It's like somebody that gets a super expensive, you know, mineral water or something and just fills it up out of the sink over and over and has the name brand
right
there. Carl says, I'm a snob about pens. I need a pen with a certain quality or better. I get the feeling as my income increases, that standard will only increase. So, wow.
My wife is, she's a snob about pens.
I know. Sometimes you get a pen that just doesn't fit you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's got to have ones like it's got to have weight and balance and a certain kind of ink, and it has to come out a certain way. She's a pen snob.
Totally hits 93.3. It ain't quite Friday yet. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in Durk, walk around the neighborhood.
A woman in Canada named Krista Richards has been doing something the last few years, helping kids that don't have bikes and lighting up their lives.
Last year, I gave out close to, I think it was 473 bikes. So I've already given out 116 in the past 3 weeks. I started Bikes and Trikes for Everyone program 14 years ago, and there were so many kids who didn't have a bike. And I thought, you know, maybe there's some way we can get help for some of these kids. I started getting bikes that were donated. And that's what makes the whole program worth it, is just seeing the smile.
Imagine that, 14 years there, donating bikes, and she's giving them out to kids in the neighborhood.
Hundreds of them every year.
Yeah. It's called Bikes and Trikes for Everyone. I love that.
Remember the joy of getting on a new bike?
Oh, yeah.
And just going wild?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids need that.
Yeah, not coming home till the streetlights come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. If you want to see the story or share it with somebody you know, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com. What is the best burger in town? The Tennessean did a reader's poll.
Okay.
And they found that readers said the best burger in Nashville is Gabby's.
Okay.
Which is a one-location-only place over kind of near the old Greer Stadium.
Right.
Just
Yeah. Little hole-in-the-wall place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love you know, supporting local one shops instead of the big chain restaurants.
In fact, I don't think we can even have the conversation. If it's a chain, like, if they might have more than one location in town, but if they're a chain, we don't talk about
it. Yeah.
Like, they don't count.
Right.
The runner-up was Pharmacy Burger.
Yeah, I
in
love
East
that.
Nashville. I haven't been there in years, and I'm like, oh, I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go downtown quite often.
Well, they have a new location, I think, in the factory in Franklin, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're also in the food court at the, what's the big
food
place?
Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite the same.
No, you have to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, there's less chance of gunfire.
Right? Who else would you put on the list for best burgers in town? I mean, and in town, I mean, like, expanded.
The whole
obviously,
area,
including
yeah.
Murfreesboro, where you live.
And I've always been a big fan of Buster's in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a play, and it's cool vibe in there. It's almost like it feels like, you know, it's almost like Cheers. You know, it's like, because people kind of know you there, and a lot of local people show up. I also over by Vanderbilt is Hop Dottie's.
Hop Daddy.
Daddy. Hop Daddy. Daddy's.
Hop Daddy. Hop Daddy. Daddy.
I'm that guy that never gets the names of things right. Yeah, we gotta get you know, like gonna get a DoorDash from Hop Dodo Daddies.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna throw out a nomination to Jack Brown's.
Oh yeah,
they have several locations around town. They have a Wagyu beef that's for all their burgers, amazing. Like, they have stuff on top of it, like mac and cheese. You can put on top.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't need those things, but I sure want them.
Yeah.
ML Rose. Like, if it is a chain, but it's local, ML Rose does a great burger.
Yeah. Go ahead and get a burger today.
Burger. Meat it up.
Yeah.
Woo! Put your hands on that meat.
It's time for many women to answer questions for gender war.
Oh, yeah.
Going Postal Brentwood, big sponsors of the show, big supporters of Woody and Jim in the Morning, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, for the guys in the audience, we have Brian in Mount Juliet. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Brian, glad to have you, and joining you in this game, your opponent is Taryn from Christiana. Hey, Taryn.
Hi.
Okay.
So glad to have you both. Let's get things warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. Brian, have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
broke my ankle in college, and I've had stitches.
All right. Okay. How did the stitches happen?
Playing baseball, I got hit in the right under the eye.
Oh, ouch.
Didn't feel good.
Everybody loves hearing about eye injuries early in the morning, don't they? I'm sorry. I asked. It was my problem.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Taryn, what about you? Have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
I've never broken a bone. I had stitches, though, one time.
What happened?
Nothing exciting. I was getting my birth control taken out of my arm, so I needed stitches.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use in case you get in trouble. You don't know the answer to a question. You don't think your opponent knows it either. You can use your screw and make them answer your question.
All right. Here we start with a multiple choice question. Taryn, on the last lap of a NASCAR race, do they wave a green, yellow, or white flag?
White flag.
She says confidently.
There you go.
All right, she's up 1-0. Brian, it's your turn. Is Steve Madden a TV chef, a shoe designer, or a wedding dressmaker?
Shoe designer.
Shoes.
Nailed it. 1-1. We're doing well.
Taryn, what do guys buy at a Lids store?
At a what?
A Lids store.
L-I-D-Z.
Yes.
That's hats.
Hats.
Taryn is correct.
No.
All right, Brian, here you go. Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, is a member of what boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Wow.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Okay, it's 2-2 going into the last questions.
All right, Taryn, in baseball, four-bagger and moonshot are slang terms for what?
Moonbagger and slingshot? Were they purposely bunt it?
Bunting the ball.
No.
That is not correct.
No. It's a slang term for a home run.
Okay. All right. Brian, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right.
All right.
New episodes of Grey's Anatomy are seen on News 2 here in Nashville on what night of the week?
Pure guess. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, you're
incorrect.
Close.
Incorrect. Thursday nights. It still is. After 500 years of seasons, Grey's Anatomy still going.
All right. That means we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics version.
Yeah. Up to 5 lines from a famous song. How many lines will you need? We'll start with you, Taryn.
5.
You want all five.
Okay.
I want all of them.
Brian, can you do it in less than 5?
Yeah, give me 4. Why not?
Okay, back to you, Taryn.
You want to do it in less 3. Than 3?
3.
Oh, okay. It's getting interesting. Brian, you want to do it in less than 3?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, you can do it in 1.
In 1?
You can do it in 1.
She's trying to talk to even lower.
Yeah.
He said 2. Do you want to do it with 2 or... even go to 1 and just show off?
I'm going to stick with 2.
All right,
2.
He's playing it safe.
Okay.
Here are the 2 lines from a song. We need to know the name of the song. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Name that song. Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. A few more seconds.
Don't know.
Taryn.
I sing that song, but I don't know the name of it either.
Oddly enough, it is called Broken Wings.
Oh man.
You had the title. It was right there the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, Taryn wins it.
Yay!
Totally hits 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Yesterday, I had a really funny experience because just every time you feel like you're old, it's so much funnier when you see somebody much younger than you that looks like an old person. And let me tell you how. So I was over, I had to pick up something at my church yesterday. Yeah. And there was kids of all ages there for summer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because, school's out now.
Yeah. And one of the people she's 27 and she was there helping out. And one of the teens was there who was 17.
Okay.
And the 27-year-old said, "This is Jim from Woody and Jim." In the car and they play Gender War. Uh-huh. And the 17-year-old is looking at him like, What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
It's like she was trying to describe, like, horse and buggies and, you know, that was amazing. We used cotton gins and we loved Woody and Jim.
In the days of silent films.
And the 17-year-old is just staring at her with, like, the blankest expression because she has no idea. What are you talking about? She said, is this game? And we would all be in the car on the way to school and we would listen to it. And she's like, yeah, I know games. And she's like, and people would call in and they would play the game and we could all hear it. They would talk on their phones and everybody could hear it.
She's like, something that's totally unfathomable, yes, to Gen Z.
It was blowing her mind. And the 27-year-old, now she's starting to feel like a boomer explaining, yeah, the war. And so she's like, oh, you missed it. It was great. And then we would go to this, it was like an ATM in the store, but it was, you'd get a movie out. It was called Redbox. You would put money
history
in and movies would come out. And she's looking at her like,
what?
And did you watch all the movies, like all this, the entire season? She's like, no, we had to wait and watch when the Disney Channel movie of the week would come on. And the girl is looking at her like, what? Do you have six heads?
Wow.
It was hilarious. Because I'm sitting there going, I feel old sometimes.
Yeah.
But now this kid is 27. Feels like she's ancient compared to the 17-year-old.
Earlier. Wow, that is amazing. But hey, thanks for listening. Welcome to Not Much Going On Thursday.
Yeah, it's a little, unless we talked about stuff that we don't care to talk about or maybe want to forget, like, okay, war seems to be kicking back up and stuff like that.
We try to be your escape from that if we can. You know, we have about war and gas prices and humidity and rain and blah, 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 blah. But here we're looking through some of the big headlines today. All right, the Tennessean.
Okay, here comes the sarcasm of big headlines.
Here's their main headline, their top story.
Okay.
Is where to find a CMA Fest outfit to look like a country star.
Okay.
And they show a picture of a girl that looks kind of like Beyonce in a cowboy hat.
And they're selling these to tourists,
I guess,
a week before they get here?
Yeah. They're not going to see it yet, but yeah.
Okay.
They're on their way. Let's see. Another major headline. Kato Kaelin is getting a divorce.
What is it, 1995?
They've done an autopsy and a toxicology report on that guy from the Storage Wars place that died. Apparently nothing interesting in his system.
So the story is there's no story.
Yes.
Okay.
But they had to report it anyway. Plus, BTS is going to have a BTS-themed Oreo come out.
The South Korean, super pop group.
Yeah, they were all over the AMAs.
They're having their own Oreos.
They're going to get their own Oreo, so.
Actually, there is a story about that.
Really?
Did you hear about the, like, crazy Fox News anchor in Texas?
No.
There's something about, and this is no shade at our friends here at Fox 17, because we know a lot of them. They're very nice people. But there tends to be, like, that company that owns a lot of the Fox affiliate TV stations is kind of crazy. And they hire crazy people.
And they try to, they want to get attention somehow.
There is a Fox News anchor who's reading a story about the BTS pop group getting their own Oreos.
Okay.
Right? And he just decides to insert into the story, and the Oreos spell out death to America. And then he moves on and does another story. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? It's South Korea.
And it's Oreos.
And it's Oreos. And it's a pop band.
How is that a threat to America?
You know what?
Other than that, just our nutrition and our health.
Some people are just like so crazy. Like that, they can't wait. It's a peek into what they're thinking about all the time.
Right, and they try to slip into any story.
It just bleh, comes out. You're like, what are you talking about? I remember there was a time when I was walking out of church in Old Hickory, Tennessee, right?
Yes.
And
the home of Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, and there's a guy who's holding a musical instrument in a case, And so I just complimented her. I said, oh, you guys sounded really nice today. And then, like, the second I said that, he goes, yeah, well, Biden's creating a problem, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
why are you bringing politics? I just said
you did
a good job with your musical instrument.
Sounded nice. It's like, okay, apparently that's all somebody thinks about. So when they just blurt out something that doesn't mean anything or isn't connected to anything that's going on, you can just tell that's all they think about.
All right.
So Fox News anchor, all he thinks about is
death to America. And they're killing us slowly with their Oreos. Leads to heart attacks.
They're not killing us. We're gladly taking the Oreos into our bodies.
It's death over the years.
It's self-inflicted. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.